Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello? Jazz? Jazz?
Oh man. All right, everyone. Hopefully you guys can hear me now. And we're going to try this again. This is a lot of fun. Yeah. You know, how did I know technical difficulties? You know what, though? I was prepared for today. I had backup plans and everything else because I am like that. Ta-da-ba-bum. Hello, can you hear me now?
Hey.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
No, that's the
yeah.
I love
hey.
You gotta love technology. Hello, welcome to the F World headquarters officially. I'm sorry about that. You gotta love showbiz.
It's all right.
How you doing, brother?
Yeah. I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, you know, I'm living the dream. Living the dream. So, as I told people before, I was so rudely interrupted by my system wanting to be obnoxious. Want to let everyone know who we have visiting the F-World headquarters for the first time.
So, my name is Walker Campbell. I'm 12, about to be 13, and I do a lot of singing.
I heard that. Indeed, you do. You do more than singing, though. Isn't that correct?
My main focus is singing, but I do a lot of acting. I play lacrosse. I'm about to go play a lacrosse game right now in a little bit.
Awesome. I told people that. I said you're going to come here, and then you're going to go on the field and beat everyone in lacrosse, which is awesome. That's what we do. We like to motivate, you know. Come on here, talk about music and all the fun stuff, and then go out in the field and get down and dirty and win, right?
Yeah.
Here you go. All right, so I don't know if you've heard a lot of the show, but, you know, on this show we like to, you know, recognize people who are rising up in the field and doing various different, you know, activities and so forth. We like to recognize people for when they do, you know, when they're making their way throughout their dreams, whether it be music or, you know, sports or whatever. And as I've been in communication with you for a little while, and you're doing a lot of great stuff. So on this show, we've been talking very highly of a lot of your various music. So hope you don't mind us, you know, bragging about how awesome you are.
Yeah, well, it's great to be on here. I do tons of music. I do tons of video with my dad, and my mom does my costumes. And we just make these fun videos and record them and just post them out. And we have a lot of fun with them, and I think a lot of people enjoy them.
I would agree. I think you're I think you're very humorous, too, because I can see a lot of the subtle humor in a lot of the music videos. I was telling your PR person there, who is awesome people to talk to, by the way. I was telling your PR people that your music videos have me cracking up half the time. So I appreciate the laughs when I'm really trying to focus and stuff. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we try to do our best.
Yeah, well, that's all you can do in this world, right? So I wanted to ask you about a few of your songs that you've done. One of them, of course, I have to bring up Creep first because it's one of our favorites in this house. Actually, I think it's driven everybody crazy around us, actually. It's it's like the song we wake up to in the morning because it's one of the most it's a family-friendly version, which I also like because sometimes the original version, which is Radiohead, can be kind of different if you're out in public, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So let me ask you how you came across that song and what inspired you to do that one.
Well, my dad loves classic rock, and I just have a whole bunch of, like, you know, old 80s stuff just, like, along my just daily routine of just listening to music. And I just really enjoyed that song. And I just thought that I could make it my own. And so we did a track for it, and we really enjoyed it. So we recorded it, and we made a video for it, and we posted it.
And rocked it out and was awesome. Right? Yeah. And by the way, kudos to your dad for having awesome taste in music, by the way. Now,
I love his taste in music.
Awesome. That's awesome to hear. Because I listen to a lot of various types of music. But, I mean, I think most people who know me would probably classify me as being a rock genre kind of a guy. But, I mean, I'd give everything a chance at least once. I have to. The rule of thumb has to be that I have to absolutely understand the lyrics to the song. That's like where I have to – that's kind of where I'm at. Because I think, for me, words and lyrics to a song kind of makes the song along with, you know, the message that it's singing and whatnot. Do you agree or no?
Oh, yeah. Like, whenever we're writing, we always, like – do our best to make the best lyrics that can go in that spot.
Right.
Like it's humorous, clever, or just a good melody.
Sure. No, that makes sense. And that's awesome stuff. You guys got some great stuff there. Now, because you're technically under the, whatever they call it, the millennial age, like, how does your music, you think, doing a song like Creep that is kind of something that people like my age, you know, really enjoyed and stuff like that, like, how do you think your music kind of transcends the various different age groups?
Well, a lot of my music is like, the covers are like the new covers. I have half old covers, half new covers. And so I just try to have a wide genre of favorite songs and favorite videos, TikTok, talk to everybody, and just songs that talk to everybody and how they feel.
There you go. Awesome. That's cool. And now, who would you say your Mount Rushmore are for inspiration for you? Everyone has the different, like, people they look up to, but, like, who is the people you consider to be, like, these are the people I really want to, you know, really represent, and these are kind of the people I want to, you know, pay tribute to.
Well, first off, like, Justin Timberlake, because he's always just been a great singer and role model. And my first ever vocal coach taught him when he was young. So mm-hmm. he's been like a big inspiration in my singing career. And I love when he's on Saturday Night Live. And then, like, I also love, like, how Bruno Mars's attitude, just his fun vibe all the time. And I love Justin Bieber's music. So it's just a mix of everyone.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. So, yeah, that's a lot of different genres and stuff. Now, do you write your own stuff, too? Or do you just like to do the covers or whatever, or... You write your own music too?
I've on YouTube we post mainly covers, but every once in a while, like on Spotify, most of the time we post originals. Every once in a while we post covers on Spotify. But like I go into the room, I write with like some other people. We have this big group of awesome writers and we all just sit down, write a song, and then post it maybe 3 months later.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Now, songs like Fortnite, for example, is that an original song or is that a cover?
That is a original song.
I knew it was an original song because I never heard anybody sing about Fortnite before. What inspired you to write the song? It's more of a love song, is it not? Or a song about being with people?
It's kind of a song about missing people. And, you know, in that time, I was just, like, kind of big into Fortnite. And also, you know, I got, like, a lot of people say that I spelled it differently or wrong, but Fortnite, there's two ways that you can spell it. There's a game Fortnite, 2 weeks. So in the song, I put in for 2 weeks, but it's kind of referencing to video games and Fortnite. And I wrote it coming off of COVID, so, like, it just, like, it's about just missing people and not seeing them and just a whole bunch of crazy stuff going on.
Yeah, I get it. No worries. I get it. No big deal. And also, that's a very, that's something that I think a lot of people can, you know, transcend and can understand with, especially, you know, a couple of years ago when couldn't really do anything. Now, as a performer, how has it been for you to kind of get out there and do your thing with everything going on?
Well, we are hitting it hard. We've been performing places anywhere that we can. We've been posting as much as we can. My mom has been posting on Instagram. She's great at it.
Fantastic.
But it is really hard to get. Yeah, but it is kind of hard to get live performances just anywhere because, right. You know, like, it's just really tight.
Traveling and stuff, right?
But we're doing the best. Yeah.
I got you. Now, how is Mardi Gras? Is that your... What's up?
Yeah. What? Sorry?
Oh, I was asking you how Mardi Gras was.
Oh, it was awesome. I got to see my sister... She goes to college, so I haven't seen her, or, like, I see her, like, every once in a while. But she was there, and her friends was there, and we all just got a party for the weekend. And then I came home, and I was exhausted on Monday.
Yeah, I think a lot of people actually have that same reaction after Mardi Gras. So that's a common experience from what I understand. So you get a lot of different musics and stuff like that, and you like to have a lot of fun. How do you get along with a lot of the other kids, like, you go to school with and stuff like that? Do they like your music? Are they supportive? Or is it kind of like you keep it to yourself? How does that work for you?
Well, I definitely don't. Everybody knows about it. Everybody knows about it. A lot of people watch my videos. Not really made fun of, but they just kind of joke around, which is playful. I don't really care. But yeah, it's fun, I guess.
What's up? That's awesome.
But yeah, I don't talk about it that much. It was fun.
You.
About it.
I know the feeling. I do. I get it. You know, you got to watch out. You don't want the paparazzis coming around you anyway. It is, you know, trust me, I know.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. Now, do you go to regular school or do you do the homeschool thing or what do you do for school?
I go to regular school. Yeah, I used to go to private school, but then I wanted to meet a lot more kids and be around a lot more people, so now I've switched to public.
Okay, and how do you like that transition?
It's a big change. Like there's a lot of differentialities. There's a lot more people, a lot less secluded. But I enjoy it a lot.
Awesome. You know, I think it's important for people who, you know, are like your age demographic who can go to physical school. I think it's important in order to stay kind of, I guess, socially and that, you know, so you have that social interaction. Because I know in the film business, I mean, I don't know if you know, I worked in film. I worked in a lot of various different aspects. And I know that one of the most demanding things can be, you know, the being away from a lot of your peers and stuff like that. How has that been for you? It sounds like it hasn't been too much of a impact since you're playing lacrosse, right?
Yeah, it's not been hard because like I'm around in Germantown, there's a lot of fun people and there's a ton of people. So I'm just kind of friends with everyone and I'm talking to everyone. Just a whole bunch of fun. And social media kind of lets me stay in touch.
Awesome stuff. Excellent. Now, so, you know, obviously I don't usually keep track of the time. So I know you have only you have a little bit of time before you got to go and beat everyone on the lacrosse team. So I want to make sure you get all of the ducks lined up in a row because I don't usually look at the clock. I just kind of let it go. So bear with me here. So just make sure just let me know ahead of time when you got to get ready to go on the field and beat everyone in lacrosse. I'm not rushing you or anything.
All right, I will.
Just giving you that thing because I'll just talk because, one, I'm Irish, and, two, that's just what I do. So,
I'm all good right now.
Okay, good. Awesome. So let me ask you this. What do you have any questions for me? I've already hit you on, like, 700 questions already.
I mean – how about this? What's your favorite sport?
What's my favorite sport? Oh, man. Well, I have a few. I've played soccer, which I actually call football because, you know, that's just world-renowned what it's called. But I played soccer. I played soccer in high school. I was also on the swim team. I was on the wrestling squad. I did a lot of martial arts. I think I was just – I also did lacrosse and, like, rugby as, like, pickup games. From where I'm from – like on a Sunday afternoon, if you go down to the local like park down the street, you can actually get a lot of pickup games. So down there, I've played everything from rugby, lacrosse for a little while. That's a tough sport. A lot of people think it looks easy. It's not like everything else. I do a lot of sports. I bowl and stuff like that. I do a lot of pool and things of that nature. I think the important thing is to stay active and keep doing stuff because – the more you do, the more you stay in shape and more sharper. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What sports do you like other than lacrosse?
I play multiple sports. I play like soccer, I swim, I play football. I've just done tons of stuff, and tennis. But I think my favorite sport, mainly because it's just really fun to watch and watch it with my friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a cool thing. Now, you like more of like the social life, like you like to watch the sports with your friends versus like, do you prefer watching or you like to play better? Do you know what I mean?
Depends on the game. With football, probably watching because last time I played football, I was very small and I got hurt a lot.
Yeah, football can be wrong.
But, I mean, I love to just go out and throw the ball.
Yep. I gotcha. How about basketball and things like that? You play basketball at all?
I used to. I don't play anymore, but I used to.
Yeah.
I watch it every once in a while.
Yeah. How about now? You guys are. I don't know where you guys are, but you guys have. I'm sure you've bowled once or twice in your life, right?
Sorry?
Have you ever bowled?
Oh yeah, I'm not a huge bowler, but you know, it's just a classic thing around here. We just go out to bowl every once in a while.
Yep. Now you guys got the 10 pin out there, right? He's probably
what?
Like, I didn't even know those. Well, there's different types of bowling, so I think 10 pin bowling is probably universally known. But you probably have 10 pin bowling wherever you are. That's the what we call big ball around here. Yeah, okay, cool. Have you ever been to New England?
I've been to Boston.
Well, Boston.
I was like really little.
So. Boston's a fun town. That's my hometown right there. So yeah, I got that. That's cool. Now that being said, so when you, next time you go to Boston, you should check out the bowling we have up here because. We have a different type of bowling over here. We have something called candlepin bowling, which is done a little differently.
Oh, wow. That sounds
It's just a regional thing. So it's one of those things a lot of people don't know about.
All right. So I got about 2 minutes left.
All right. So before you go, I want you to tell everyone what you got going on and tell people where to find your stuff.
All right. So my Instagram is walker.rocks. With two S's. My YouTube is Walker Campbell Official, and I love posting videos, posting pictures, communicating with people, and I have coming up, I think, 3 originals. My next one is called Hot Tamale, and I have the YouTube, I have the video for my new song about to come out, OTW.
Awesome. Awesome stuff, brother. Well, we wish you luck there, Walker. Go out there and score, will you?
I will.
All right, and then we'll have you come back on here. We can spend a little bit more time. We can maybe play the music trivia game.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
It was great to meet you.
Technical difficulties, but, yeah, you have a great day and be safe.
All right, you too.
All right,
bye.
Rock on, brother. Bye. All right. So that was fun. That was Walker Campbell, as I told you guys. So that's always fun. Anywho, now I'm here by myself. So it's fun. And it was a good time, and I'm sorry to him for the technical difficulties. You know, love the modern technology we have. He seems like a good kid, though. He seems like he has a well-rounded team behind him, which is also important. And, you know, following up and doing a lot of stuff, and that's important. And it's good that he's being social, and I think it's important to have that social interaction. And it sounds like he does a good job kind of mixing his, you know, getting a lot of his entertainment stuff, you know, sounds like he has a pretty good job, you know, prioritizing and stuff like that. Hopefully everything goes well with that, and I think he's going to do big things, folks. So keep watching out for him and go check him out on all of his social media, like he said. And he's another one of those rising stars you got to keep an eye on. I have a knack for knowing talent. I also have a knack for knowing people who are going to do big things. I also have a habit of seeing something in someone that not a lot of other people can. So you guys remember a couple weeks ago I had, about a week and a half ago I had a young man who I saw audition for a film. And I knew he was going to do big things, whether in film or outside. And he also is on you know, Spotify doing music and stuff like that. Christian Goodwin, who I always knew was going to go on and do big things. Walker Campbell is someone who I think is going to go on big things for a couple of reasons. One, he is enjoying it. And this is kind of his world, and he's enjoying that. And he has a well-rounded team behind him. Whenever you have a support system that is, you know, fully on board, it's always important. I think it's also important to keep every kind of aspect together. And As I mentioned, I think it's good to be, if it's possible to be around other people, when they're dealing with younger people in the entertainment business, it's good for them to have that social interaction with people their age. Because what happens is in the entertainment world, when you're dealing with, music and touring and depending on what your kind of genre is in the entertainment world, you can spend a lot of time with a lot of older people versus younger people. And that can be kind of socially damaging. But it sounds like Walker's got a good head on his shoulders and stuff like that. So it sounds like he's got everything well in hand. And we know a lot of people like that who can do that. And some people have to, can't do a lot of that stuff because of their impact on what they want to get done. That's important too, and that's awesome. So, that's a good thing. And I have to say, his mom, who is I kept on referring to as his PR person, does a fantastic job. Really great communication, stuff like that. It's also good for her to remind, I also could tell she was good about, keeping them on track and stuff. Cause sometimes we can kind of get lost sometimes where we're trying to get our points across. So we don't, especially when you're short on time, you want to make sure you get all your ducks lined up in a row. So that's important too. But his mom's a great, she's awesome to talk to via the, setting this up and stuff like that. And I was happy that this finally worked out for him. To come on. We're going to have to come on, have him come on again so we can, come on here. We can talk some more because maybe have him sing some songs. That'd be kind of cool. Next time he comes on, we'll have him do that if he wants to come back on. Because let's face it, technical difficulties or not, this is still one of the best shows to be on. You get to, lay back. It's not, it's laid back, relaxed, and kind of we have fun here. And that's kind of what the entertainment world should be. And just a tip to people out there, whatever you're into, whether it be sports or music or performance or film, whatever it is, if you're not really happy with it, it's okay to take a break, take a step back and reevaluate it. I talked about that with Christian Goodwin a couple weeks ago, and I said it a couple times, working in film and working in various other things. What I see as a casting director sometimes is you can tell the ones who want to be there, want to be part of whatever the project is, and you can tell the ones who are just kind of there because, someone wants to be – someone else wants them to be part of whatever it is you're doing. But in hindsight, it's always important to kind of like everything you're doing. And when you're doing something on a regular basis and it feels stale to you, if you're not enjoying it, if it becomes more like work versus this is fun to me, this is just a general blanket statement. It's good to just kind of take a breath, take a step back. And if you have to take some time off to, kind of take a breather, that's okay. In the entertainment world, it can be very, very demanding. For people of all ages, young, old, it doesn't matter. Because here's the thing they don't tell you in entertainment world is that once you're in it, you're part of it. And you're in it, you're kind of, you get roped up into it. And some people either embrace the limelight, so to speak, or some people can be very much, afraid of it or not want it as much. Or they want it at one point and not so much as they get older. And that's okay too, and some people, the entertainment world is a very time consuming thing. If you're an actor, for example, actor, actress, how much time it goes into making whatever it is, whether it be a TV show or a film. Even if you go on and you're doing like a walk on, guest starring role somewhere, it still takes a good amount of time to film. I can tell you this, that I remember several films that I made, and I remember how much time just to film three scenes that on screen probably look about 3 minutes on screen, probably took pretty much close to 6 to 7 hours to film. And why is that? Well, you get multiple angles, you got to set everything up, you have to get sure everyone's ready to go. One of the things I've always been blessed with is the fact that I always keep my sets light and kind of laid back, kind of like this show. Everyone should be comfortable here just like they are on my movie sets. You're part of a team. It's not all about what I'm doing. It's about what we do together. And I think that's one of the things about team sports that I didn't get to talk to with about Walker is team sports are good for younger people because it teaches you a lot of value and it teaches you the importance of working as a group versus thinking that you are alone in getting goals accomplished. And team sports can be very, very rewarding in that aspect. It's good when you win because it reminds you that when you come together as a team, you can overcome any obstacle or an opponent or another team. It shows you that while working together in whatever the position is, that you can, you know, hold your end and then you can support the rest of the team. And like any other sport, you're going to have good days and bad days. You know, I've been on multiple different teams. I've been on bowling teams. I've been on soccer teams, as you heard, swim teams. When you're in a martial art program, you represent the school or the dojo that you represent. And that always took precedence for me. And then also what happens is a lot of those people around you kind of depend on you to be that person to hold the glue to hold the team together. But in reality, a true leader doesn't view themselves as a leader. A true leader just, you know, embraces everyone and makes sure they listen to each other and will encourage each other to work together as a team. And that's actually the key to victory. You know, bowling, for example, if you're in a bowling league and you have, you know, most bowling teams, you have a team of 4 to 5 people, and it doesn't matter male, female, or mixed or whatever. But the important thing to know is not everyone's going to get strikes every single night. And if that was the case, then there would be no competition for everyone. It's important to realize that if you have a rough time, a rough box, or a rough, you know, game, you pick yourself up and you go back and hit it again. And you work as a team. You encourage each other. You cheer each other on. And I've often found that whenever you have that unity as a team, you support each other. You're constantly backing each other up, you know, cheering people up. And if they have a rough box, remind them it's only one box and you got us on your back. You have us to back you up. When you have that, you can't be beaten because you have won the respect of your team. And that ultimately is what you want. So that's important to realize. So lacrosse is a tough sport. He said that football, you know, he's small, whatever, he was worried about football. Lacrosse can be pretty rough too, from what I remember. Playing pickup games, we don't have the equipment to play. You have the sticks and the ball and all that, but, you know, because I could play soccer or whatever, I had the shin guards. But other than that, lacrosse can be pretty rough. I think if they give you what looks like a hockey goalie mask now to play lacrosse because of all the impact and stuff like that. When you play, you know, pickup games, you don't have that helmet. And you think that getting hit by that little plastic ball hurts. It or doesn't hurt. It does. Just like a soccer ball hurts if you get hit with a soccer ball the right way. A lot of people look at a soccer ball and say, oh, that doesn't hurt when they take it off the head or, you know, various other things. But you got to remember a soccer ball or a, you know, a hockey puck or a goal ball or a field hockey ball or in this case a lacrosse ball, they're getting flung and they're coming at a velocity that when they make impact, they're going to hurt. It's got the same velocity if you were to drop off a penny off the top of the Empire State Building. There's a lot of force behind it, and it hurts more than you think it does because of the velocity. And I'm giving you guys science lessons on a Sunday. Look out, everybody. But anyway, that's just how the physics works on that. Now, you know, it was great having him on and stuff like that and whatnot. But I do also want to let people know that this week is going to be awesome. This coming Thursday, I'm going to be making my way. We are on our way down to Philadelphia. We are going down to Cherry Hill, New Jersey, as I have the Monster Mania convention this coming Sunday as I help out my buddy Dave and company. And you know, see all my Monster Mania family members that I only see at Monster Mania. And I want to say, first of all, thank you to, you know, Monster Mania and everyone who's part of the team. And I look forward to working with all of you as part of a team versus just kind of being a guest, as I always have been, or being someone who just kind of helps out around and whatnot. So I want to say thank you to Dave Hagan, the Monster Mania, for giving me the opportunity to give back to them and to, you know, give some purpose. And those people who are going to Monster Mania, either this coming weekend coming up, or in August or September, or even in October, or even in November, you can rest assured you'll see me there, because I'll be there helping out, as I am with Monster Mania to the end now. And I'm proud to be. So thank you to them. And just some notes for Monster Mania, for those people who may or may not know. Some things have changed. And I want to point out also, when it comes to, like, pop culture conventions, Comic-Cons, pop culture, you know, horror conventions, or any type of convention you come to, just like anything else, things happen. And, you know, sometimes there's cancellations. Sometimes someone can't get there. Sometimes last minute something has to come in and, you know, someone has to cancel at the last minute. I want to make sure people understand it has nothing to do with the convention itself. And also, things happen. It's not necessarily on the star either. Sometimes things come up. So it's important not to kind of get too upset with the convention owners who, or the promoters, when a person who you wanted to look forward to meeting has to cancel because of either working or having to do something else. Because remember, a lot of these people are acting and performing and living their own dreams and stuff. And yeah, they love to meet their fans, but priorities first, right? And, you know, then when they're done, they'll come back. So I want to give you guys a couple production notes here. Not production notes, but a couple of things you should know. Unfortunately, for those people who are looking forward to meeting Ernie Hudson, he is unable to be there because he's actually working on a television show, you know, up in Vancouver, which seems to be like the Vancouver seems to be like the mecca for filming right now. If it's not New England, it's in most likely, if it's not a film or a TV show, if it's not in Vancouver, it's in New England or vice versa, it seems lately. But anyway, but Ernie Hudson is going to be up there filming and working on a television show. So congratulations to him. But he'll be back at some other point. He's always been a great person to kind of hang out and whatever. But everyone else, you know, is still locked and loaded from what I understand. I know Michael C. Hall, who is better known as Dexter for those people. He is going to be there. This is his very first convention. You know, some guidelines. I know that Dave Hagan had put out a Monster Mania kind of tell-all on YouTube. You want to go to Monster Mania Con on, you know, YouTube to check that video out, because he talks about, you know, how the Dexter thing and how various different topics. One of the reasons why my friend Tim and I came on here the other day was kind of to answer you guys' questions and also to kind of talk you guys through and kind of some things to look forward to. So this makes things a little easier when you go to this these kinds of conventions, so you don't either get lost or, you know, so everyone can just have a good time and not, you know, be all bombarded or whatever. But, yeah, so it's always good to be informed about things. That's why me and Tim offered our, you know, let you guys know that the other day as far as what to expect when you're going to one of these things. There's going to be a lot of people. You're going to be waiting in line. But, you know, you'll make some new friends. It's always good to, you know, keep your personal space like always, but, you know, no one at these things is kind of like the most friendliest people you'll ever meet, as odd as that sounds, at a convention. It sounds like people who would go, you would think off, if you were never to go to one, you would probably think, one, the people who are in the horror movies are probably the worst people in the world, or two, the people who like these kinds of movies are probably the biggest freaks out there. Well, I don't know about being the biggest freak out there. I mean, granted, I have a variety of various things that I'm very, I like a little bit of everything, but And I wouldn't say, I don't even know what normal is. Would, if someone can actually show me someone who's supposedly a normal person, I'd love to meet that person, because they probably have something wrong with them. I guarantee you that. But, you know, I'm looking on the, if you go to the MonsterManiaCon.net on their website, you can check out all of your latest information for Monster Mania as far as who is going to be there. As I said, the Dex reunion is still going to happen. James Remar is going to be there, also from Warriors and things of that nature. Eric King has been added in replace of the other gentleman who wasn't able to be there. Michael C. Hall is there. C.S. Lee, David Zaris, all those guys from Dexter will be there. Steven Dorff is going to be there, but only Friday and Saturday. James Jude Courtney, who's like the newest rendition of Michael Myers, does a great job. Awesome guy. Saturday and Sunday only for him. Anthony Michael Hall, Brian from the Breakfast Club, or the, you know him from the Weird Science from, if you grew up in the 80s, really talented guy. Dead Zone, if you're older, or he was also the new Tommy Boyle in the new, Tommy Doyle from the new Halloween Kills movie. Anthony Michael Hall is going to be there along with his old longtime friend. His longtime friend, Ian Mitchell Smith, who was, you know, they were together on Weird Science. So that was, you know, kind of cool. They're going to be getting together again. You know, Jeffrey Combs is going to be there. Devin Sauer, right off of that new Chucky series. Speaking of Chucky, Theo Barona is going to be there Friday and Saturday only. He's from the new Chucky series, as well as Dora Birch is coming back. And this is her official first time coming. She had to cancel last time due to things outside of her control, but she's going to be there. Thora Birch, anyone who grew up in my era knows her from, like, Hocus Pocus recently, probably from The Walking Dead, American Beauty for those people who are into the art music movies and stuff. She's been around the block a few times. She's done a lot of great stuff. I remember seeing her in Harvard Square a lot when she was going over there. Really nice girl. Logan Kim, who is podcast in the Ghostbusters Afterlife, he's going to be there. And you know what? It's interesting. Someone who runs a podcast to meet a person who's playing someone called podcast who runs a podcast. It's kind of like a third person thing. Anyway, I'm working the show, so hopefully I have time to say hello to Logan Kim, who is, plays a podcast as I run a podcast. Fun, huh? Anyway, Barbara Crampton's going to be there. Roger Jackson, notoriously known as the voice of Ghostface in the Scream films. Dana DeLorazzo and Ray Santiago from Ash vs. Evil Dead. Steve Miner, who's been pretty much all over the place. The incomparable Kane Hodder. Derek Mears and Warrington Gillette, all people who have portrayed Jason Voorhees. I think most people are usually going to lean towards Kane Hodder as being the one to be Jason Voorhees. Derek Mears is probably the newest guy to hold the mantle of Jason Voorhees. And Warrington Gillette was, you know, part two, but he was like, after he was deformed or whatever, it wasn't the late, great Steve Dash, who was another human, awesome human. I already mentioned Isle Mitchell Smith, Wyatt, for those people who don't know, from Weird Science. Of course, Spencer Chenis from the Ice Nine Killers, which is a group. Steve Knapp, Michael Lasana, Alosi. I can never pronounce this guy's name, and I've met him like several times at Rock and Shock, so I got to say hi to him, see if he remembers me. Some people do, some people don't. It's okay. Scott Jackson does all the awesome artwork and all of the programs for Monster Mania. The guys from Living Dead Corpse Comics are going to be there. Of course, I will be there helping out around the way, so you can come say hello to me. The Hagans are around, and all of the amazing vendors. Dead Sled. Coffee are going to be there, as well as the Brutality guys, and I'm going to be coming looking for both of you guys. Of course, Dead Sled Coffee makes some of the most amazing gimmicked coffee. This is a wrestling term, by the way. Gimmick is kind of it's a wrestling term that means it's a wrestling term for those people who aren't familiar with the type of the it's gimmick basically. It's a it's named after a character, or it's, you know, the gimmick is, for example, there's a Kane Hodder coffee, there's a Bill Moseley coffee. So they're themed after actual icons of horror or music or whatever. So they can look forward to seeing me there, as well as the Brutality guys. Brutality is kind of the opposite of, they kind of do have the same idea, but they only do it in tea form for those tea drinkers in the world. Me being someone who relies a lot on caffeine, I enjoy visiting them quite a bit. And on this show, I've talked about both of those guys quite a bit. And eventually they're going to be coming on this podcast to tell them how they make these amazing coffees. And I can't wait to find out what people's response is when they make a coffee after someone. That must be interesting for like guys like Dee Snider and Pennywise to have his own coffee flavor. How do you, hey, I made a coffee after you. It's probably the same kind of reaction people have when I tell them I made them wrestlers who aren't necessarily into the wrestling community or into wrestling. Speaking of wrestling, the Icons of the F4L will be returning April 1st, that's our show, with an all-new show, all-new looks on everybody. Everyone's going to be upgraded. Currently, we are dark right now on the on Icons of the F4L, which you guys were watching up until then, because we're getting ready for the software update that I'm picking up on Tuesday, folks. And because I'm going to be limited on time, that's one of the reasons why I said that March I'm not going to be doing shows, because I'm going to be focusing on rebuilding and remodeling all of our models and our cause and our arenas. And I can tell you, we do have the days and the times for everything where the shows are going to be. Friday, you can watch the weekend kickoff on Fridays. I may or may not. We're waiting on confirmation for the commentator for that, guest commentator on that. We'll see. But in the meantime, I will be there on April 1st for our first show. We'll be on a Friday. That would be the weekend kickoff, which is actually it's called the Extreme Weekend Kickoff because it's all more hardcore type of matches. You can see stars such as the BA champion, Jack and R. Scott, as well as the current reigning BA tag team champions, the Adele boys, Mason and Anthony Adele, the Adele boys, as I said. You can see Jackson R. Scott there. Like I said, he's a current reigning BA champion. Of course, Ty Adele also part of that roster, as well as several other really tough and hardcore type people. Well, for the men and the women. So you'll also see people such as Father Evil, Cosplay Jesus, also known as the Ministry, who are the number one contenders for the Dream Masters BA Tag Team Championship. So that'll be interesting to see what happens when the Adele boys defend against Father Evil and Cosplay Jesus, who I think I'm actually going to be seeing at Monster Mania. So can't wait to see how they like their shows coming up. Also, in addition to that, we have a lot of other people on that roster. I think the MMA Grand Prix Championship is probably going to be defended there as well. So the current reigning MMA Grand Prix champion, Leo the Bull Curtis, will be on the Friday roster, as well as anyone in the MMA field. That's on Friday, April 1st, when we return to the Extreme Weekend Kickoff for the Icons of the F4L. And again, I may or may not have a host for that. I do have some good news. On Tuesdays, we will have a guest. I will say we have a person that's going to be helping me out with the show on Tuesdays, but we will make that announcement very soon when they're able to join me on the show. Very excited, though, and he is a champion through and through, and he's also one of the most reliable people we've had. So we can't wait for that. And also I'm reaching out to see, you know, can I fill some other people as well? But, I want to say thank you to that person, hopefully listening and, whatnot. And that's on Tuesday, but on Mondays we'll be back. Starting on the 1st of April, we'll be returning to the airwaves on YouTube, 8 to 10 PM on YouTube. Also on Mondays, 8 to 10, Tuesdays, 8 to 10, Wednesdays, 8 to 10, and then we go back again on on Fridays. I mean, yeah, on Fridays we'll be back again. And then also, every once in a while, once a month, we'll have one big show, probably towards the end of the month. That will be like our big pay-per-view kind of a thing. Always on YouTube. As we will, that those shows will probably cross over all brands of the show, because I wouldn't want to leave anything out. And you could probably look forward to seeing all the championships defended there all at once in some high-profile matches on those big shows. So that is what's going on with the icons of the F4L. I'm very excited. I'm excited, really, for the software in general. If those people don't know, we use the 2K games for WWE. And if you guys haven't heard, there's a lot of buzz a lot in the community of both gaming and the wrestling world and whatnot over this software, because those people who aren't aware, a couple of years ago, they showed it didn't come out so well. So they took a year off to kind of refocus and rebrand everything. And from what I've seen so far, it looks great. I think that when it comes to building cause and stuff like that, it's going to be even better. Anyone who listens to this show on a regular, who hears this show, make sure you send me anything you want me to add to your cause, so I can do so before we air, whatnot. So, you know, you got some time, but honestly, I'm not going to be doing much on as far as YouTube goes for the show until then. This podcast, I'm going to announce the hosts, hopefully, have the hosts join us, and also answer those questions and maybe reveal the rosters for each of those as well later on when it gets closer to that. So not necessarily everyone has been confirmed. So, and we're also rebranding and have some people coming back as far as our cause go. Fan favorites are returning. Some fan favorites aren't returning. Some fan favorites are turning. Some guys who are good are going to be bad, and some guys who are bad are going to be good, and all kinds of fun stuff. And those shows, again, as always, we won't really know the outcomes of the matches because we won't have any control over those. We just put the matches together and call them, folks. That's all we do. And I build the people. That's about it. Everyone has the same model. Everyone has the same kind of advantage over everyone. Everyone has the best ever possible. So there's that. Hopefully entrances are cool. I'm going to be working on those and maybe entrance videos. We'll see. I mean, again, I'm putting the software up this coming Tuesday. So in essence, I leave for Monster Mania Thursday morning, so I won't be working on the show till Monday when I get back. And hopefully I'll be back on the podcast to give you some more updates and so forth. I'll probably be back on the podcast before I leave ahead of time. So, but I'll, be a brief thing or whatever. Probably Wednesday I'll probably do a show maybe to kind of get people ready for finals thoughts on Monster Mania, whatever. When I return, I'll be reporting about Monster Mania and whatnot. Again, for those people who don't know, Monster Mania is this coming weekend, March. Monster Mania is this coming weekend. I'll give you those dates one more time for those people who are late to the party, so to speak. And hopefully you guys get tickets, because it's all sold out, folks. So don't think you're going to be walking in there to buy a ticket the day of. It's not going to happen. It's this coming weekend, March 11th through the 13th. But because, as you heard from me and Tim, it's always good to be there early. And I'll be there till Monday because, as I had said on the show, it's a little easier getting out. So all that and more. So make sure I'll see you guys at Monster Mania. Those people are going to be there, and I look forward to that. Any guys who's never been there, you want to go check it out. It's not a bad time. And even if you're not into horror movies, they do a pretty good job. Dave does getting a variety of different things, because even his own kids don't like horror. Not all of his kids like horror movies, and he does a pretty good job with, throwing in your, Carl Weathers and your, various other people who aren't necessarily horror type people, but people who have crossed over in action and so forth, or Star Wars, because, our good friend Doug likes doesn't like horror movies necessarily, but he does like a lot of the sci-fi and action type of things. So good for him. But, yeah, so those dates again, this coming weekend, March 11th through the 13th at the Cherry Hill Hotel, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, formerly the Crown Plaza for those people who are like, I never heard of that hotel. Where is it? Chances are you have heard of it and you've been there. You just didn't know what the name was. And also other shows that they have going on, as I mentioned, they have, like I said, a March show. And then again in August, which will be Monster Mania 50. Can you believe that? 50 Monster Manias? And that will be August 12th through the 14th in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, same hotel. And then they're going to have one Monster, then Monster Mania 51 in from September 30th to October 2nd in Hunt Valley, Maryland, which will be my first time heading there. And also, last but not least, in November 11th through the 13th, Sorry Son, will be in Oak, Pennsylvania for Monster Mania 52, November 11th through the 13th. So, sadly, I'm going to miss my son's birthday. I feel bad about this, but hey, who knows? Maybe he'll go. But anyway, folks, it's not like I don't spend enough time with him. We do all the time. We went to the Celtics game the other day, and what a time that is, but you know, I have to tell you guys, I'm someone who likes – I used to love going out and people. And here's the thing about it. I don't mind going to, like, certain things when I know there's going to be a lot of people. But I don't like annoying – I don't like annoyances when I go to shows and – or anything else. Excuse me as I drink my coffee for a second. Mm-mm-mm. Yes. Can you hear me now? I should have drink more coffee. But anyway, my voice is going now. Awesome. Anywho, what I was going to say is that, I used to like going to concerts and going to different things. I mean, I came from the pro wrestling background. I played a lot of sports myself. When I'm playing a sport and I'm doing something, like I'm performing, I don't mind a lot of crowd because at least I know there's a crowd there, and there's also usually a barricade, and the only people who are actually going to get near you are the ones who are supposed to. And I'm not saying I don't like mingling with my fans. It's not that at all. I don't mind saying hello to fans, signing autographs, and taking pictures. I do that anyway. But in the same sense, what I've learned is sometimes people can be disrespectful and can be invasive. And I do generally like people, and that's not a joke. I do like people, and I live the F4L way. But in the same sense, sometimes when you go to these events, like we went to the Celtics game the other day, and people around us who they found out my son wasn't necessarily cheering for the home team, so they found it necessary to be extensively loud to cheer for, you know, the home team, because they knew it would, you know, it would annoy him, which I wasn't too thrilled about, because I'm not as nice picking on anyone for that matter, but definitely don't like people who are mocking my kids and stuff like that. I won't put up with that at all. So my son had to keep me from saying some things to some people that day. So I appreciated him keeping me grounded that day. But it was a lot of fun the other day hanging out and him going to the Celtics game and stuff. And it's also cool to see him enjoying these things. I think as a parent, when it comes to doing things with your kids, to watch the joy and see how excited they get, or, you know, to see the heartbreak when they lose, depending on how it is. Sometimes it's really fun to me, because I think everything is kind of like, you know, a sports game, for example, is small potatoes. If a team wins or loses, it's not going to affect your actual life. Or it shouldn't. And if it does, then you have to reevaluate priorities. But it's a game, and you're not playing the game and whatnot. So for the people who – I mean, I get the passionate fans out there, but in the same sense, you know, you got to tone it down a notch there. But for me, I always think it's kind of funny when someone who, you know, goes into a game and, you know, the team they didn't want to win wins, and then you see, oh, you know, in the same sense, they get really excited when they do. So it goes for both ways for me. I think it's funny if they overly dramatic about how they lose. Like if they like, oh, this is awful. It, you know, I get amusement out of that because to me it's small potatoes. But to them it's like, oh, no, they didn't win this one game they have. They have 59 on the season. When I played sports, I was like, yeah, that stunk. Now let me watch back what I have to do to improve and fix it so I don't do it again. That's how I approach things. But not everyone's me. But we got a lot of fun things coming up and a lot of whatnot. And it's always good, like I said, it's always good to spend time with the family like and stuff. And I know that a few things that we have on our agenda is we're going to be seeing our friends. Jack and Tim, the lucky ones, are coming to town. And they're coming over to the States. And for those guys who watch our YouTube show know that they've been on our wrestling roster for years. They, for those people who don't know, they're winners of the Golden Buzzer from Britain's Got Talent a long time ago. But they're still rocking it out in the music world, and they're a father-son team. So one of the things I really, you know, was caught by with Jack and Tim, the lucky ones, is the fact that my son and I, who ran the YouTube show, the bond that we had because of that, I respect the fact that, you know, when fathers and sons can work together on a project and kind of bring it out together, I think that's awesome. I think a lot of the times, and this is sad to say, I know way too many people whose, you know, parents are absent to a lot of the things that they want to do, which is why when you hear stories like with Walker, it sounds like his dad and his mom have a solid ground base there. And he's got the support on both ends of the there. That's important. As someone who has participated in sports and done multiple things, to look up into the crowd and know that your parents aren't there or someone's not in the crowds watching you. That can be very hard on a kid to have that. It could also be hard when you don't have the support of everyone around you who normally should. And I think a lot of the time, and this is no fault to a lot of dads out there, a lot of dads think that, you know, by going to work all day, that's what they are contributed to as far as being a dad. But as a dad, I can tell you there's a lot more that goes into being a dad than just going to work and bringing home the bacon, so to speak. Yeah, you got a roof over your head, but if you don't know what's going on in your kid's life or you don't know anything else, then you're actually not doing what you should be doing as a father. As a father, it's important to work, yes, and support your family 100%, but it's also your job to make sure your kids succeed in life. That's ultimately your goal when you're a dad. When you're a single guy and you have no commitments, you're not married and whatever, by all means, go out there, party, do whatever you got to do. But when you cross over and you become a dad, that's when you got to start, you know, that's when you start looking at your priorities and you start looking at, okay, now I can't go to the casino. I can't just go down the street to the bar, down the street to whatever. I can't just go out, you know, whatever. And you can't expect not to want to talk to your kids or your kids not to want to be there, even if they don't act like they do want you there. They really do. I'll tell you that. I think one of the heartbreaking things I've ever witnessed is when I was a big brother for Big Brother, Big Sister, is the lack of the wanting from the young people for having a male in their life to, you know, be there. I worked with a family once that, you know, the kid wanted his dad to be there so much to support him, even though his dad was, you know, he lived with his dad or whatever. It was kind of a broken home kind of scenario, which is generally the kind of families I usually helped with, but because of my background in human services or whatever. But the saddest thing is this kid wanted nothing more than his dad to be there to support him, and so much so that a couple times he had envisioned his father, you know, driving around, checking out his, you know, football games. Well, I was the one that, you know, they had to have me at the field to support him because he didn't have that. And that's sad. For anybody. So, you know, that was really sad to kind of witness the wanting to have that relationship and not getting it. And the dad didn't really get that part of it. They figured, hey, just by going to work all day, or if the kid gets in trouble, I scream at him. That's being a dad. That's not being a dad. That there's more to being a dad than just being a disciplinary and just going to work. You got to talk to your kids. What's going on with your kid's life? If you don't know what who your friend, your kid's friends are, or if you don't know what your kid's favorite projects are, if you don't know what your kid's hobbies are, then it's probably a good chance, not a good chance, but this is a tip to all those dads out there. And I get working a lot. I get it. I get you want to work a lot. You want to support, make sure, especially everything being expensive and all that. But here's a couple things you should look at. If you don't know what your kid's hobbies are, for example, if you don't know what kind of music your kids listen to, what television shows they enjoy, what their favorite subject is in school, if you can't name one single friend, or if you can't name what their favorite comic book character is or a book or whatever, then it's time for you to not necessarily stop working or anything like that, but take some time, take a breath, and go in and chat with your kids and get to know them. If you don't even know what they like for sports or hobbies, then you're working too much and you're not looking at the priority. Your priority is your family. That's the first thing. No matter how much money you bring in, no matter how successful you'll be in life, if you are a dad and you have kids and you can't, if you don't know what's going on in your kids' lives, then you're not doing your job as a father. I'm sorry to tell you that. I'm a dad and I'm telling you that. I work a lot, but I always take that time every day to talk to my kids. Both of my kids are now, one of my sons starting to do video game design and he works. My daughter works two jobs now. That's what they want to do and that's fine, but I still check in with them every single day. I was actually just talking to my daughter today. She just became a manager at one of the stores and she's working at somewhere else. And it doesn't matter what they do in life as long as they're doing something they like and they're passionate about. But I talk to my kids on a regular basis. I make sure the kids are okay. I know who they hang out with. I know where they go. I know the likes and the dislikes. I know their moods. And that's what you should be doing as a father. If you can't recognize any of the things that are going on in your kid's life, if, for example, if your kid gets a haircut and you don't recognize it for a few weeks after, then there's an issue because you're obviously working more than you are paying attention to your family, which is why you're working in the first place. So that is just one thing I wanted to add in there because there's too much of that. And also, you know, when you have that kind of involvement in your kids' lives, like we talk a lot on the show about, you know, ending the bullying aspect of things and kind of trying to promote the F4L lifestyle, love, care, and compassion, understanding, respect for each other's differences. And I honestly feel if there was more observant people out there, yeah, your kids might not always tell you when they're getting bullied at school or someone's picking on them, but it's your job as a parent to notice when something's wrong. And if something's off, and you should know your kids enough to know if something's off, it's your job to find out why they're off by sitting down. Take a few minutes, take an hour, because it doesn't matter how much time it takes. If your kids are having issues and they need something, the last thing that you want as a parent is something to happen to your kids, and you could have prevented it if you took that extra hour, 2 hours, 20 minutes to an hour of your time all day talking to your kids rather than just going to work all day and never finding out at all until it's too late. That is a painful thing. I don't wish that upon anyone. I would be broken if something happened to my kids. I would be done. Because everything I do in this world is for my kids, ultimately. My wife, too. And I come last in that spectrum, always, because that's what where you should be doing things. A lot of the times in this world, we have this mentality that, you know, the old Titanic model, right? Women and children first. But a lot of the times it seems a lot of the guys these days who have families will obviously jump in the boat first because they think that they need to be the one to hold the raft. They need to hold the boat so the family can get in. And no, they go first to make sure they're safe. And then you go. And I'm sorry to come down hard on those out there, but this is something that I know to be fact and something I have seen the effects of. Working in human services, you are subjected to seeing and feeling and observing these things that happen on a regular basis should never happen. Lives can be prevented, bullying can end, and you can have a better life with your family if you take that extra 20 minutes of your day to check in with your kids. If you have more than one kid, then set aside an hour for each kid. 20 minutes each person, at least. I talk to my kids on a regular basis. My son isn't much of a wanting to talk for 3 hours. If he wants to talk for a few minutes, you get along your way. My daughter, on the other hand, we can talk for hours because that's just the differences. But I still know what goes on in both the kids' lives because that's important. We have family game nights with board games. Every so often we'll have that because I think having and spending time with your family is important to remind us of why we do what we do. If it's one thing that, 2020 has taught anyone, is to take that time and tell the people you care about them that you care about them. Take notice in the people we love and care about. That was one of the saving graces of that whole thing, is being forced to be around your people all the time. I don't see that as being a punishment. I see it as a way to both protect your family and get to know them. Slow down and enjoy life together. This summer and this week year, my family and I are going to be doing a lot of interesting things. I got concerts coming up. My son and I are going to go hang out with Jack and Tim, and then we got Celtic Thunder coming up, and all kinds of other things like that. And of course, we're going to go rocking out to Motley Crue and Company, and later on, of course, my son's got the basketball, we got the Celtics, we got all kinds of other things going in. It's important to take these times. My daughter is going to be 21 in July, to make me feel even older than I am. Thanks, honey. But I'm so proud of both of these kids. They're doing great. And I have to say that my wife is an awesome tag team partner. They wouldn't be where they are if it wasn't for her. And I guess I got to take some credit too. I help when I can. We're a team. That's what a family is. It's a team. And if you're working together for the same goal, then you're doing a good job. If you're just the bare minimum, then you're just the bench warmer. And that's not where you want to be. So there's that. So I am going to wrap this show up a little early just because I can, but also because I know that my wife's going to be home soon. She went to take care of a few other things in our locker to make sure everything's ready to go. I have multiple things I got to get done because I got it ready for Monster Mania. I'm going to be doing a tribute Monster Mania show briefly for in a couple and whatnot. It's not necessarily roped into the whole shows that I was doing, but we are going to have on YouTube, just for those people who enjoy watching our stuff, I am going to be putting up a Monster Mania tribute show to get ready for the upcoming Monster Mania show. So that will be up on my YouTube channel, which is Icons of the F4L on YouTube. So check that out. And as for me, you can find me on my all-new Instagram account. And for those people who don't know, I have had an issue with my Instagram for the last week. The old account I had that you guys are probably familiar with, the old account, which was the F4L Sean, SeanJazzStw account. Well, apparently it has changed without my knowledge or wanting, and it has me under my other name, not even as my other thing. And so I had started another Instagram account, which is the F4L icon. That's F as in the letter F, 4 as in the number, and then L, all lowercase letters across the board. Icon, I-C-O-N, SeanJazzStevens. That's me, the icon, Sean Jazz Stevens. And that is where this show and all of my, work projects I have will be posted there. I am having issues with the messaging part of it, and my technical advisor, who aka my daughter, is going to try to help me figure that out. But in the meantime, if you need to get a hold of me, you guys probably know how, is you can reach me either place. You can still message the other account. Again, I don't necessarily want to use it because it is not working properly. But please feel free to email me at wowdreammatches@gmail.com. And so that way there I can address anything you want to say or do or whatever. So I would say it's probably best for you to email me right now should you need to get a hold of me for anything. If you want to be a guest on the show, if you have questions, comments, or concerns, or whatnot. So you want to hit me up over there on wowdreammatches, dreammatches@gmail.com. And that is where I'll be on there. If you want to find me on Twitter, I'm under Sean, SeanJazzStevens on Twitter. And other than Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, I'm not at probably a lot of other places. I'm not on Facebook, which is where my issue lies with my Instagram right now. So please bear with me as I transition and fix that issue. And again, everyone at Monster Mania, I look forward to seeing you guys and everyone else who I'm going to be working with or I'm supposed to be working with. You guys know I'm looking for you. Hit me up. And for everyone else, thank you very much. And anyone's welcome in the F-World headquarters anytime. Just let me know you want to come in here and we'll have you on here and we'll have a chat. Walker Campbell, want to thank him again for coming in. And we'll have to have him come on again so we can have a chat and maybe do a little singing and stuff like that. But hopefully he can come on and let us know how he dominated on the lacrosse team and everything else he was doing. And we'll have him come on again. And anyone else? All right, everyone. May all your dreams come true. Go check out Walker Campbell, his new songs and stuff like that. And he gave you all his information. And check me out. I gave you my information. And for me, I am the F4L icon, Sean Jazz Stevens. I'm going to be closing the headquarters at the moment. Until next time, may all your dreams come true, everyone. Peace.